It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's best deal ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple?
Don't ruin it.
Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Bill Waters, retired detective, and Susan Constantine, human behavioral expert, talking about the Menendez brothers in this segment and the possibility that they could be set free at some point, maybe. Could this lead to a new trial? What is this? It's the allegations that have come out from the band Menudo about sexual abuse from Jose Menendez, their father, who they murdered. Of course, if you go way back, the argument was, did they do it for their money of mom and dad, or did they do it because they were being raped and sexually abused most of their life, which was true. But they... The picture that was painted back in the day was 100% for the money. Phil, let's start with you. Do you think that these new allegations could lead to a new trial for the Menendez brothers?
Well, my short answer is, Tony, no.
Okay.
In my opinion, I don't believe so.
How so?
You've got to have evidence that is so overwhelming that it requires a retrial. Mm-hmm. I don't think this is overwhelming. I think this is just another... You know, and the allegations that were made against the father, even if they were true, the fact is that they used a shotgun on their parents while they were watching television, I think is the scenario. Mm-hmm. And I believe they shot the father three times and they shot the mother 10 times. Mm-hmm. And then they tried to, their story was, is that it was a mafia hit. So they lied from the very beginning. Then they profited from the death of their parents and they went out and they bought sports cars. They held parties. They went on, they traveled for 6 months.
Yeah.
And that doesn't appear to me to be a couple of guys that were affected. And even if you would assume that the father was messing with the boys and the younger one especially, you know, and I remember watching the testimony,
yeah,
of these guys, and I didn't get any reflection of truth in anything that they said regarding their father and his conduct.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're trying to emote tears and all that bull crap on the stand. And look, if there's no snot, those tears aren't real. So I'm just that whole thing, trying to resurrect this stuff. And then I think the first attorney, you know, they had two trials, if I'm not mistaken.
They did,
I
yes. Think,
yeah, the first one was a mistrial, and then the second one they were convicted. So these guys are they're bad seeds, and they. You know, you kill people, you murder people for one of three reasons, you know, sex, drugs, or money. And this one was money. And if the sex aspect involved in it was there, it still doesn't justify in any way, shape, or form their planning the slaughter of their parents in their living room. Mm-hmm. So I just can't imagine the guy from Menudo popping up and saying, oh, yeah, I was taken advantage of, that that's going to be. Of course, it's in California, so you never know. But I just can't imagine that being enough to call for a retrial.
Susan, when you look back on this and the video footage that we have of the Menendez brothers, obviously it's been around for a long time, so I'll let you recall what you can of it. What did you get out of their actions in court, the way they testified and all that, as far as what it means of what they were displaying?
Boy, you know, there was a lot there too. And I got to tell you, there's parts of it that I thought were truthful. I don't agree totally. I'm not a police officer and there's a lot I don't know. So I'm kind of speaking in ignorance here when it comes to, you know, what can they possibly get a retrial? But when they were describing that, what his father did to him and then what his brother did later on, which was repeating the same thing. Yeah. I mean, those emotions to me looked really raw and real.
Yeah.
I do believe, I'm one that believes that they were molested. Mm-hmm. I do believe that the father did molest him. It could be that this anger that they've had, resentment from being abused all those years, they took it out on him and decided, hey, screw them. We're going to take their money. We're going to party up high. We're going to buy cars for all of the trauma that they called him. Mom didn't stand up for me. So that is my own personal opinion. What I see.
Sure.
I do believe that they were molested.
I do too. I mean, there's, it just seems to be almost irrefutable, and it's very interesting with the new testimony that's coming out from members of Menudo. And there's going to be more that will be coming out on this, I'm sure. It's the accounts of the places, what happened with the father, things the father did match up very closely to what the Menendez brothers went through. And I mean, it's as horrible as it is. You try and put yourself in someone's shoes. I've never been a murderer, but you have to look at this. These were young kids. If you were molested and abused from day one through all of your life, and then you finally find a way out of this hell that you can't escape from. And we're talking a totally different place in time here, too, where they would not have been believed had they raised their hands and said this was going on. This stuff was rampant in the music industry and with people in power at that time. It still is to a certain extent. Their voices would have never been heard. They would have said you're crazy and just shut them up even more and probably abuse them more. So as horrible as it is to shoot your parents, I have a lot of pity there and some understanding and grace for them thinking, yeah, I mean, it's horrible. This is a passion crime. This wasn't just, I shot them once and they're dead. I don't think most children, if there was no sort of abuse going on, would continue to fire 10 shots at them had it not been very, very personal and very much, you're going to get what you deserve after what you did to us.
Yeah. When I saw their testimonies, it changed my view about what happened. Mm-hmm. And when I looked at the way the embarrassment and the shame and the guilt and the trauma, I did see it. To me, they were authentic. I don't know how they could have produced that without actually feeling it.
Yeah.
I don't think that they're professional actors. Now, I'm not condoning what they did, but if this is what happened, I mean, you got to put yourself in that situation. If you were that person being abused all those years, and then you then become an abuser and abusing your brother, mm-hmm. and the remorse and the guilt and the shame, the embarrassment of all of that. I mean, anyone has the propensity to carry out a horrible, violent crime, given the circumstances. And I think that there was, in my personal opinion, strong indicators that they were being truthful when they were talking about the abuse.
With all that being said, what is your thought? Do you think that this will be enough to bring it back to another trial?
It might open the door to that argument. I mean, yep. It just really depends on how good that defense attorney is. I mean, how persuasive. So it all really is about skill and how they're spinning it, what they're, you know, what is the, how powerful the testimony or the information might be. But keep in mind, if I were working for the opposite side, I'd say, hey, these guys have watched the documentary. Yeah. They know what happened. They've read all the reports, and all they're trying to do is, you know, get their, you know, their 5 minutes of fame. So I, you know, I can see, I don't know if this dude is enough, but I think it does kind of open up the discussion.
Yeah.
Well, and it really is, it has to do with skill level and their, and the positioning they have with the courts in that jurisdiction.
Interesting to watch it play out. They certainly have a great attorney on this. It's Mark Garagos.
And, yes, he is a good attorney. Yeah, he's a phenomenal attorney.
Yeah, and we have attorneys from his firm on the show on a regular basis. And I know some motions have been filed. So I'm very curious to see where this all comes back and how it all plays out. Just a horrible, tragic case all around. But it's one of those when hindsight is 20/20. I think people can see it for what it is far more than they did at that point in time and the different place in time that we were at in 1993 and 96.
Yeah.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
That it is. And if you like an ad-free experience of the show, you can get it through Apple Podcasts. Just become a premium subscriber over there. Get access to not only this podcast, but all of our podcasts ad-free. Check it out on Apple Podcasts right now. Even try it for 3 days free. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.